It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. This is the time when people testing the political wind hold up a finger in Virginia. That state is one of the few places holding major elections this fall, and it's where we begin a look at this fall's voting. Virginia chooses a new governor on November 3rd. It is a changing southern state. Virginia has become more populous, more diverse, more suburban, and also more Democratic in recent years. Now, Republicans hope to recapture the governor's office by focusing on transportation and education. National politics is involved as well. And we begin with NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
The Democrats have had quite a run in Virginia. After years of Republican dominance, they won the last two governor's races and now hold both Senate seats. And last year, for the first time since 1964, Virginia went Democratic in the presidential election. But this year, the party's candidate for governor, State Senator Cree Deeds, is struggling. Polls show him about 10 points behind his rival, former State Attorney General Bob McDonnell, who's been hammering Deeds for not ruling out a tax hike and for being too close to Washington. Here's McDonnell in Tuesday's debate in Roanoke.
I believe that a governor needs to stand up to Washington. I will be a governor that will stand up and say that's not good for Virginia. My opponent and his Washington allies that want to raise taxes won't do that.
At times, Deeds has seemed uncertain about how closely to embrace the president and his party in Washington. He refuses to call himself an Obama Democrat, and Deeds said this at a forum sponsored by Politico earlier this month.
Frankly, a lot of what's going on in Washington has made it very tough because people were just uncomfortable with the spending. They were uncomfortable with a lot of noise that was coming out of Washington, D.C.
But Deeds has been on the attack as well. For weeks, he ran ads about McDonald's conservative social views, focusing on a master's thesis McDonnell wrote 20 years ago while a grad student at Regent University, the school founded by televangelist Pat Robertson. In the thesis, McDonnell said, among other things, that government policy should favor married couples over, quote, cohabitators, homosexuals, or fornicators.
Bob McDonnell, we know what you wrote about working women.
We've seen your ads and heard your excuses.
But your record troubles me.
35 bills restricting a woman's choice. And you oppose birth control for
At a Chamber of Commerce debate in September, McDonnell said he'd changed his mind about some of those issues, particularly working women.
Here's my wife and daughter. I've told you I support working women. I'm frankly pretty insulted that you would say that my daughter that I supported and loved for 28 years to go fight in Iraq, that I don't support working women.
With less than 2 weeks to go, the race is all about turnout. Former Virginia Republican Congressman Tom Davis says his party has one big advantage. George W. Bush is no longer in office, and Barack Obama is not on the ballot. So Davis hopes Democrats will be less motivated to come out and vote.
With Bush gone at this point, he was the energy source for Democrats in terms of donations, turnout, and voter motivation. He's gone. They got rid of him. They're complacent. Republicans now, who are kind of embarrassed under Bush, are now angry at what they see, possible higher taxes, more regulation from Washington. So you're going to have a completely different electorate on November 3rd in Virginia than you had for president last year.
The latest Washington Post poll suggests Davis may be right. Only half of the Virginians who went for President Obama last year say they're certain to vote next month. But two-thirds of John McCain's Virginia voters said they will turn out. That means Cree Deeds may have an enthusiasm problem. Richard Cranwell is the state Democratic Party chair.
You've identified the reason that we are working so hard to turn out our vote. By the time election day is here, that Obama folks are going to be as energized as the McCain folks were.
And Deeds campaign manager Joe Abbey said they've targeted 500,000 Democratic surge voters, the ones who put the state in the blue column for President Obama last year.
That's the key to this election for us. And how can we get them out and can we get them activated to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd? And that's also why we've been calling them kind of our sleeping giants. I mean, you know, they're not showing up in the polls, but if they show up at the polls on election day, then it'll be game over.
The Deeds campaign is trying to activate the same voter lists and volunteer army that Mr. Obama used to win in the state. Deeds has also been getting some high-powered outside help.
This man deserves to be the next governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Cree Deeds.
Former President Bill Clinton campaigned for Deeds on Tuesday. Next week, to the great relief of the Deeds campaign, the current occupant of the White House will finally come across the Potomac River and do the same.
This election is about bringing opportunity and prosperity and hope to every corner of the Commonwealth. Now, there's a certain president we have today who knows a little thing, a little bit about hope, and he's working.
Barack Obama is still popular in Virginia, and his visit may help Deeds energize all those African Americans and under 30 voters who turned out in record numbers last year. But Deeds and the president will be bucking a strong historical trend. Since 1977, the party in the White House has always lost the governor's race in Virginia. Mara Liasson, NPR News.